yeah. This thing of like when you think of those big economic players, you're thinking of like usually, you know, again, white men in suits, serious looking, older people, those kinds of
lots of men yelling at each other.
And if you were to take the three of us and what we look like and how we present, there is no world in which we would be welcome within an economic play, or where we'd be in economics in general.
Within
finance, and I think that is kind of how the humorous element. I mean, you've background in like comedy and alternative theatre. You've got a background in like spoken word poetry and like performance art.
Yeah,
and I think kind of all of those things beget a certain kind of alternative theatre making.
I think that's something we wrote down in, as we were initially brainstorming the piece, where it's just, like, what else can you do but kind of laugh at this world that is kind of crumbling around us?
The absurdism of it, I suppose.
Yeah, because it is. It is really absurd when you see these... I think there's so many serious economical, plays and films where it's, it's so high stakes. But it's, look at these, stockbrokers on Wall Street... they are ridiculous. The jargon they use, the way they will bend over backwards to explain themselves, also just the way they dress, the hyper masculinity. Yeah.